One of my favorite things about being a journalist is dipping my toes into another person's world. I mean, some days I'm on a beach hanging out with a marine biologist. Other days I'll be in Ireland helping feed sheep with a farmer. And I always imagine what it would be like if that was actually my life. Like, I find other people's jobs fascinating. And if you do as well, I want to recommend a podcast to you called What It's Like to Be. Every episode, host Dan Heath explores the work of one profession at a time. You can listen to interviews with a professional Santa Claus, a homicide detective, a long-haul trucker. You get that insider knowledge of what it's actually like to live that life day to day. I mean, he asks a funeral director what it's like to do hair and makeup for a dead person. Or is a Secret Service agent supposed to pretend like they're not there when they're around the president? Right now, they're doing a series on air travel. And I listened to Dan's interview with an airline pilot. He talked about how he deals with unruly passengers, some of the coolest things he's seen while in the air, and why all pilots have that same pilot voice. You know, the, "Hello, folks, it's going to be a smooth flight today." Anyways, one of the questions Dan asks near the end of every episode is, what phrase or sentence strikes fear in the heart of someone in your profession? And that pilot, he had a particularly harrowing answer to that question. It starts with an alert system on the airplane.
It'll either start screaming at you, "Wind shear, wind shear."
Wind shear, wind shear, wind shear.
Wind shear is a sudden shift in wind speed or direction.
Like a severe tailwind or a downdraft that require you to instantaneously firewall the engines and try to get the airplane away from the ground as quickly as possible, lest you hit the ground.
And then there's another alert on there.
Terrain, which means it has detected that there's terrain that you're approaching rapidly, and if you don't alter course, you're going to run into.
Terrain, pull up. Terrain, pull up.
So those are warnings where you have to act immediately.
Right. And we practice that every year in the simulator, wind shears and terrain warnings.
Can you remember a time when you got one of those warnings unexpectedly and you had to react?
Well, turns
out he can. And he'll tell us about it coming up on the show.
So if you're curious about how the world really works and the fascinating people who keep it running, check out What It's Like to Be with Dan Heath. Just search for What It's Like to Be with Dan Heath wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you like it as much as I do.